Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I was best friends with one of them, and the other one I just...
I've been a law-abiding citizen ever since I grew up in the Bronx.
So when those, to me, dumb rumors come up, that you...
Oh, I thought she was a remarkably strong woman. She went through a lot of really hard things in her life and showed such strength and wisdom throughout all of that.
Chicken breath.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Coming up tonight, a Seattle mother tries to get the book Brave New World banned. That's how smart we're getting. Now we want to ban bona fide classics. A controversial wrestling move is at the center of a legal fight in California called the butt drag. Not the name of the town, the wrestling move. Plus, Elizabeth Edwards' funeral will be picketed by the Westboro Baptist Church. Marilyn Donnelly is the mother of a middle schooler here in California who has been contacted by police. This would make the second case of kids contacted by police for cyberbullying on Facebook. And we're going to talk to this woman. You probably heard the story in Bristol, Connecticut, of an 18-year-old who found a profile impersonating her. And she tracked down the people that were impersonating her and with the help of the police, got these people into some serious trouble. We're going to talk to Ms. Donnelly about her daughter and what happened to them. Her daughter was the object of police investigation. 877-876-PHIL, affiliate spotlight tonight in Chicago on WKRS, 1220 AM, and in Elko, Nevada, KZBI 94.5 FM. All great stations on the Phil Hendry Radio Network and stations that get it, and we appreciate it. Go to philhendryshow.com for live streaming video of our show, thousands of hours of archives, and starting this weekend, our merchandise store open to sell our line of classic best-of CDs from years gone by. And again, that'll be happening this weekend. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and I wanted to get to Marilyn Donnelly here on the phone because... you know, her daughter, Jamie, is a 13-year-old and was a Facebooker like everybody else. Marilyn, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And your daughter was on Facebook, but was not necessarily... I don't want to say that your daughter was bullying anybody. What I want to say is the following thing. You believe she was being bullied.
Oh, absolutely. We believe that she was being bullied by two women, two girls who were involved in the same volleyball, on-campus volleyball club that she was involved in. But these girls were not socializing in the same manner that my daughter Jamie was, and we found that curious. So we contacted the school to find out what exactly was the situation. Was my daughter being excluded?
And what was going on with these two girls who were members of the same volleyball team with your daughter that was not going on with your daughter?
Well, we found out that both of these girls are both the same body type. They're both overweight. My daughter carries extra weight. And yet these two girls are carrying this extra middle school baby fat, whatever you want to call it, were very popular and were... already beginning to talk to boys and were being asked to the dances at the school. This was not happening for my daughter. So we immediately called the school to find out what programs or other elements of the school might be affecting this. There was nothing. At that time, I told Jamie that I wasn't quite sure what was going on, but it did seem very strange that two young ladies who have the same challenges when it comes to weight, these two young ladies were very popular at school, and yet my daughter had yet to break through that secondary social ring, if you will.
What would you call that secondary social ring? Your daughter was in sports, right?
Yeah, she was on the middle school and the girls' volleyball team. But she had not yet been invited to their middle school. They have a small formal for the ninth graders, which is their snowball, and it's a very dress-down formal for the younger adolescents, but it is the first formal dance for the middle schoolers. And my daughter had not been asked to this dance yet, even though she is no less attractive or pretty or popular or personable than the other girls.
Well, you said popular. She's obviously not as popular.
She's not as popular, but there's no... There's no reason for that, you know.
All right. Well, Marilyn, let me get this so I understand. So your daughter was not as popular as these other girls, even though, and in the email you wrote us, even though you say she is, these two girls are just as fat as hers, as I think the way you put it.
Well, just as fat, just as heavy as Jamie. These two young ladies, just as heavy, were on the same volleyball team. Are not particularly attractive. In fact, I think physically they're less attractive than my daughter. And yet they are more popular with their classmates. They're more popular with the boys. They're more popular at the after volleyball tournament events, whether we're going for dinner or for a party that might be at someone's house. I'm not saying that my daughter is unpopular. She has a circle of friends, but they're mostly girls. Who are the same body type as her. These other girls are as heavy as my daughter, but they socialize with girls that are more slender. They also socialize with boys who are on the football team, and they're invited to these different events.
Dances?
Yeah, like dances and to the games and so forth.
All right, so your daughter, and our number 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Marilyn Donnelly about her daughter Jamie at this middle school. You guys live in the, not in the South, but you live in Belmont Shores?
Yes. Well, Belmont Shores, mostly Long Beach. Our address is Long Beach. She goes to school in Belmont Shores.
All right. So your daughter then put up a Facebook profile for both of these girls, right?
Well, here is where it gets confused, because the school said that my daughter was bullying these girls. And I asked the school how it is possible for my daughter to be bullying these two girls when these girls are more popular than my daughter. They have more interest from boys. They have girlfriends who are of a much more slender body type than them. My daughter has friends, but they're all female and they are all overweight. So I said to the school, I don't see how this is how it's possible that you think my daughter's being that my daughter's bullying them.
And what did they say?
They came back with this Facebook page that they said that Jamie had created, and it was a creation of my daughter with two fictitious names that she put on these girls. I've been asked not to release those names.
All right, I understand that, but it was like these two girls were. She put these two girls' pictures on this Facebook page and made them out to be some kind of a, I don't know, a lesbian couple?
Yes, that is correct. And I said to the school, you have to understand, this is not bullying. This is a satire of these girls.
All right, now you call that a satire. You call it what your daughter did to these two girls, who you say are more popular than your daughter, who you say have more friends, more male friends than your daughter, but it was your daughter who put this page up, and that's the interesting...
Well, it is, Phil. It's much different from what people have been led to believe is the reality on Facebook. Oftentimes, a young girl will put a page up to satirize others that are more popular, and they say she's bullying them.
Well, she did say that these two were lesbians, and she photoshopped them into some kind of leather teddies. And these are obviously not the bodies of these girls. These are the bodies of very obese women.
Yes.
And then she has the names of different, I don't know, dominatrixes or whatever that she found online, and she has pictures of animals. It's not obscene, but it borders on it, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it even comes close to being obscene. I think the figures are all fully clothed. I think what she does is
and there's a Farmville. Both of them are Farmville fans, so obviously there's this cow thing going on. I just noticed that.
Right. Again, it's a satirization of these two girls who decided to cut my daughter out of their circle of friends, which included some of the more popular boys in school. Cut my daughter out of their circle of friends, which included girls that are much more slender than my daughter or these two girls, because I have to stress, Bill, both of these girls are equally obese. So they are as large, if not larger, than my daughter. So my daughter was saying to me, she said, "Mother, how is it I am not as popular as them when both of them are much fatter than me, and yet they do have these friends? They are as obese, so what right do they have to be treated better than my daughter?" And that's what I said to the school.
You said that these girls are obese. What right do they have to be treated better than your daughter?
Well, yes. What right do the children of the school have to treat these two fat girls better than my daughter, who is also fat, but no fatter, and is as personable, is on the volleyball team, and I think has shown a great sense of humor with this Facebook page.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Marilyn Donnelly, her daughter Jamie, who goes to school in Belmont Shores, California. This is a middle school that she goes to. Was tracked down by school authorities, and the police got involved. Correct, Marilyn?
Well, the police got involved, but it was a complete waste of public resource, because I spoke to the police officers. I spoke to one of these detectives that was involved, and I don't think anything is going to come of it. I said to them that I really feel a counter suit is in order, because my daughter was not bullying anyone, and they brought up this cyberbullying law.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Your daughter wasn't bullying anyone, but she was, you say, mocking these two heavy girls, putting them in teddies, putting animals next to them in photographs, and did this whole Facebook page intimating that they're lesbians. And the entire Facebook page is to mock these two girls who are more popular.
Yes, again, I put the question to the administrators. I don't know what right these two fat girls have being more popular than my daughter.
All right, I understand that. 877-876-PHIL. What right those two girls have being more popular than her daughter when they're just as fat is basically what this woman is asking. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So the cyberbullying on Facebook takes another turn. You heard the story from Bristol, Connecticut. This one from California. This one having to do with a girl who is bullying two girls more popular than her, with more friends and, I don't know, a lot more going for him, it seems. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Marilyn Donnelly is the mother of Jamie Donnelly, a girl in a middle school down in Belmont Shores. We're talking about cyberbullying. Now, the story here on Facebook, and if you'll pardon me for just a moment, Ms. Donnelly, I wanted to give people a little bit of an idea of the one that was making national news. Facebook bullies charged after victim tracks them down. In this instance, this girl was bullied by some girls at school, and was indeed bullied by some girls at school. Her name was Allie Pfeiffer, 18 years of age. Allie Pfeiffer here talks to NBC about the types of mean things that were written on a phony Facebook page about her.
Under my interests, it includes Crisco, whales, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, dessert for dinner, breakfast, food in general, dessert, and eating. And under my favorite books, I don't know how to read. I've been bullied my entire life, but not to this extent. This is the worst it's ever been.
And here is Pfeiffer trying to explain why former classmates Sarah Johnson and Jeff Martoni would allegedly do this.
I was best friends with one of them, and the other one I had just gone to high school with.
Why do you think they'd want to do this to you?
The excuse that they had used was that they were bored and they wanted to see my humiliation.
Marilyn?
That is unbelievable that a young person in this terribly a well-to-do society of ours, a comfortable society. The children are so bored that they do that to each other. But that is what is happening to my daughter. My daughter has been excluded from all of the popular events and all of the popular functions that these other children are involved in by two girls who are equally as physically unappealing as her.
Yes, but it's your daughter that has made the Facebook page, right?
It is my daughter that did a satirization of the bullying that she's being put through. In other words, my daughter was not bullied by a Facebook page. My daughter put the Facebook page up and alleges in this Facebook page that these two girls are lesbian, and alleges in the Facebook page that these two girls are as big as farm animals and all of the things the children do. But these two girls have the interest of cute boys and the friendship of slender girls. And they're not only on the volleyball team, but they've been invited to the snowball dance. My daughter has not. And yet they are almost fatter than my daughter.
And because they're fatter than your daughter, this is what you find to be
This to me, Phil, is the unfairness of it, yes, the inequity of it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, talking to Marilyn Donnelly about, I think it's funny, you're saying your daughter is bullied. I don't really quite hear where she's being bullied. I'm hearing you say that your daughter's unhappy, you know.
Well, I don't know what else you would want me to tell you. She has, here is another example of what I'm talking about. When she sits and eats her lunch, she is essentially eating with other overweight girls. When these other two girls are eating their lunches, they are surrounded by their friends who are, for the most part, every kind of body type. So they don't look as fat as they really are. My daughter, because she sits with other fat girls, looks to be at least as large as those girls, if not larger. So this is a kind of bullying that the school could certainly do something about if they force these children to sit separately.
And well, you call it bullying because the kids are sitting with each other eating lunch. Are they doing it on purpose?
Well, they most certainly are doing it on purpose. They know that they're excluding my daughter from their circle of friends, and that by sitting with these slender girls, the optical illusion is that they are physically smaller themselves.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Ken in Chicago. I think we need to go remote. Hi, Ken, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Marilyn Donnelly. Go ahead, please.
Well, it's not that you and your daughter have personality issues. And it's not a matter of whether or not, a weight issue like you're trying to make out, but it boils down to whether or not the children want to be bothered with your daughter or not. And if she's going to make Facebook pages in that sense, then that tells me how diminished she can actually get. And there's a serious problem that you need to start.
My daughter is being my daughter's being bullied by these children by sitting with girls that are skinnier. You understand? They make my daughter look fatter by sitting with the fat girls, and they do it on purpose.
But perhaps that's your issue and not the other children's issue. That's what you're missing. That's your issue.
I don't understand how that's my issue. My daughter has told me that they will not sit with her at lunch, which means only the overweight girls will sit with her. So naturally you see a ring of very fat girls. The other two girls sit with the slender, the cheerleader girls, and the boys. So their body type, by perception, is smaller.
You keep emphasizing her weight. Perhaps that's what she's focusing on because that's what you're focusing on. And you need to focus on what's going on with her personality opposed to how heavy she is.
What about that, Marilyn? It's a good point. Her personality.
Her personality is as acceptable as she is a very lovely girl. She is, everyone likes her. There isn't, when you talk about that kind of body type, when you talk about the physical size of a young lady, you're getting further and further away from a discussion of personality. It really is about body size. And
how do you determine what's acceptable and what's not acceptable?
I simply asked this question. How can two girls who are as fat as my daughter, why do they get to be popular and not my daughter? They're just as fat.
Well, this man mentioned the personality issue, which I think is a good question. Ken, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Ms. Donnelly's daughter, Jamie, in Belmont Shores is bullying two girls, but she says she's the one that's being bullied.
Phil Hendry.
Not bullying two.
She's being bullied. I understand.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, what I'm trying to determine here. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Facebook bullies, that's what we're talking about. Facebook bullies in Connecticut and Facebook bullies in California. Tonight we're speaking to Marilyn Donnelly. Her daughter, Jamie, was spoken to by school authorities and the police for bullying. Online bullying, even though she feels she's the bully. And I understand, Marilyn, that's how you feel. And I want to take that very, very seriously here. But you understand that people might have a hard time digesting this because your daughter is a single person bullying two people who are popular. But again, you're saying that she's being bullied.
Well, I've given you examples of how she was left. I don't think I brought up when she was left at the... at the volleyball dinner, they just left her in the parking lot with no ride home. She had to call me. This is a hateful thing to do.
But is there a reason why?
Well, was there a reason why? My daughter is a teenage girl, and she will do what teenage girls do. And
well, what if you can tell me, what did they leave her, just to be cruel?
Yes, just to be cruel. Just to be cruel. She didn't do anything that any other teenage girl wouldn't do. And it was in the parking lot over at the San Anita Mall where they were having their volleyball dinner.
And they just up and left her.
They left her at 10 o'clock at night, and she had to call me on her cell phone and have me come and pick her up. And I said to the school, I cannot believe the hateful way that these girls behaved.
Can you tell me what she did?
What did she do? She did something that any girl, any teenager, she... It was a prank, I think, in someone's car. And the girls all had their cars there, and I think she went to the bathroom in one of the cars, which I understand...
She went to the... She went to the toilet in one of the cars.
Mr. Hendry, before you express your shock, you're a young man. You were a young man at one time. Are you saying that young men and young women don't do these things?
I absolutely do know that young men and young women, I don't know about young women, I mean, but in someone's car, you know.
She told me that this was something that they, that's normal. She defecated in one of the cars.
See, I think that needs looking into.
No one is going to call my daughter crazy. No one is going to call my daughter crazy. I've loved that child. Her father has been gone since she was 5 years old.
I don't doubt that at all, and I'm sure that you have done everything in your power to protect and to love that child. She defecated in someone's car.
Mr. Hendry, I have a brother who got great sport and had great fun. He and his friends would urinate into beer cans in the car and then throw them out the window.
Well, that's a stunt that it's in the car and you're throwing it out the window to defecate in someone's car.
Well, I don't know what book you look at to determine what is normal behavior when it comes to this, but she didn't do anything that another young woman wouldn't have done in her place. And they left her there.
She defecated in someone's car and they left her, and I am telling you that I don't think that is necessarily... Although I don't know...
It's a completely different generation. You have to understand. Completely different. They're goth. They have different cultural attributes, different trends. Things that you and I might not think were acceptable are acceptable now.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Marilyn Donnelly. So here's a child. She is 13. She is at this school. You say she's overweight, but no more overweight than these other girls that are very popular. And she feels she's bullied by them because she's not invited to partake of their social group. Let's go to Lori in Chico, California, listening on KZAP. Go ahead, Lori. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. First off, I want to say that defecating in other people's cars are not what every normal young girl is out there doing nowadays. I have
Can I
eight
ask
cases.
Your qualification?
Excuse
Can
me?
I ask your qualification? May I ask your qualifications to say that?
I'm an aunt, and I have eight nieces all under the age of 20. All around your daughter's age.
It's
and
a
I
different
can tell you,
generation.
They're not out. They are not out defecating in other people's cars.
It's a different generation is what I was trying to tell Mr. Hendry.
Well, are you trying to tell me that somehow this is a fad that kids today are into?
I don't know. I know that it is a different generation, and I'm not so egotistical to think that children today are enamored of or interested in the same things we were.
Well, personally, ma'am, I really do think that you ought to be worried more about more important things than whether your daughter is popular in school or not.
Such as?
Like about her, you know, how her own self-worth, how she feels about herself. I mean, I'm sorry, but I really don't think that your daughter has a very good frame of mind if she is out defecating in other girls' cars.
It's not, I don't think it's healthy.
I want to go through this again because Mr. Hendry, it was that you were a young man once, Mr. Hendry, and you know that young men urinate on people's lawns, urinate on the sides of houses.
There's no question that as young men, that's what we do. It's a complete, it's not, first of all, as young men, you know, we have a slightly different equipment. So for us, it's a ha-ha, you know, spelling your name on someone's lawn. Great. For a girl or even a boy to defecate, that becomes...
And where did you get your psychology degree again, Mr. Hendry?
I do not have a degree in psychology.
That's what I thought.
I don't
that's
either, but I'm sorry, that's just
that's
not...
Well, I know that.
That's
know
not
that.
A normal frame of mind to be doing.
Do you think it's normal to be fat
During your
and
generation,
popular?
Were there girls out there defecating in cars? What would
needed
you have
to go, If we needed to go...
Well, you didn't go in someone's car, did you?
You would ask the boy to pull over, and you'd go behind a tree.
Exactly, but you didn't do it in the car.
Well, I don't know. But if someone were to say to me I couldn't hold it, and I defecated in my boyfriend's car... How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry.
You know, we're talking about a young woman's life, and the police were involved...
I'm sorry, Ms. Donner. I'm sorry. Okay?
The police came to my home and asked my daughter, was she bullying two girls who have more friends than her? How is that possible to be that fat and that happy?
Well, you know what,
That's
ma'am?
Why
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I was taught that you lead by example, that parents are
right.
to lead by example.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I don't feel you're setting a very good example for your daughter because I feel in a way you're bullying these girls yourself.
No, I have not spoken to these girls. You'll notice I haven't mentioned their names, and I can assure
you're
you.
You're on national radio talking about them.
Well, no one knows who they are. I've mentioned their names. I haven't even mentioned the name of the school. And I certainly haven't come on here saying, oh, yes, when I was a young lady, I defecated in my boyfriend's car.
No, you did not. But
you know
what? You are blaming and labeling these girls as overweight. All I've heard out of your mouth is these overweight fat girls. And why are they more popular than my daughter?
Exactly. That's a question that deserves an answer, and neither you or Mr. Hendry have addressed it. How can you be that fat and be that popular?
Marilyn, is that your name?
My name is Marilyn, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm asking Marilyn her name. I forgot her name. Marilyn, if you how can you be that fat and that popular? There are people, all kinds of people in this world, and all kinds of reasons why we love them or are attracted to them or make them our friends. Look, Lori, thank you for your call. I got to move on. 877-876-PHIL. That lady, though, was the, as she said, she is an aunt with quite a number of nieces. Sally in Kennewick, Washington, listening on KFLD. Go ahead, Sally. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I guess I'm just surprised that you think... Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I was asking for some water. I was asking my brother for some water, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm just kind of surprised that you think that it's okay. Because it doesn't matter what weight you're at. If you're nice, people will like you. It has nothing to do with the weight. So maybe your daughter just isn't nice, like defecating in someone's car.
I have already discussed that, and I've told you that that is a childhood or school prank that is not necessarily indicative of hate or anything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, because if your daughter is not popular, and you said she defecated in someone's car...
Well, why does she have other friends who... She has friends. She's got a circle of female friends, and they're all overweight. These two girls have overweight and skinny friends. Why?
But, you know, this issue isn't about being overweight.
Yeah,
it's about whether
you're
nice.
Answer. You can't answer. Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that if you're nice, if you don't defecate in your boyfriend's car, you'll have skinny girlfriends?
No, that's not what anybody's saying. These two girls that you call fat and how can you be pop, they have all kinds of friends, Ms. Donnelly. They have boys, they have girls, they have heavy girls, they have slender girls, they go to the dance, they also play volleyball. These are children who have a wide variety of friends. You keep, just as the caller said, the person keeps focusing on how can you be that fat and be that popular? You will not address the fact that your daughter defecated in someone's car.
Mr. Henry, forgive me.
Oh, God.
Excuse me?
What is this conversation? Is this a conversation you have at dinner time with your daughter?
About what?
About this whole thing. Now we're talking about your boyfriend.
You still haven't answered the germane question. How is it you can be that fat and that lucky?
Oh,
no answer.
Wow.
Dead silence. Dead silence. Dead
no,
silence.
That isn't dead silence. Silence would be shocked that you would even come across with that stuff.
Are you telling me, are you sitting there and are you seriously telling me you've never had an experience like that?
Don't even answer that question.
Don't, Mr. Henry, don't direct that woman's answers. I want to know.
I don't want to talk about that, if you don't mind. I don't want that on my airwaves.
Would you please answer the question?
No, we're not going there.
I won't go there.
Okay, so that means it did happen, but you don't want to talk about it.
No.
All right, thank you very...
No, that's what happened.
No, thank you very, very much. 877-876-PHIL. You're going from your daughter with a prank, and all of a sudden you got a boyfriend, and you're asking people about it. There's a preoccupation here that I don't think is very healthy.
Are you Dr. Ruth, or are you the people that...
No, I'm not Dr. Ruth.
So are you the Kinsey? Are you Kinsey? You're not Kinsey, you're not Dr. Ruth. So how do you know what two consenting adults do in a bedroom? Or what one consenting adult does on a bucket seat? And
one consenting adult?
Yes. My daughter consented to herself to do that.
On a bucket seat?
I believe she told me it was on a bucket seat, yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We have gone far afield of the discussion here, and the discussion is Facebook and bullies, and did her daughter indeed bully two girls? They're more popular. They have more friends. It's sort of a twist or a flip on the usual, but that's what she's being accused of. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, you're such a child.
God.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back. Number is 877-876-PHIL. Marilyn Donnelly is on the line with us from Belmont Shores, California. Her daughter, Jamie Donnelly, was spoken to by the police, a question of whether or not there was some cyberbullying going on. The reason why this story is interesting to us, and we will take a little time just to explain, is because her daughter, Jamie, is a single 13-year-old accused of bullying two other 13-year-olds. Who are, you know, two girls, not one, and they are popular girls. They have a lot of friends. They have a large group of people that associate with them, and your daughter is just one girl with maybe four or five friends. So, you know, you're saying that these two people are bullying her, which I think probably would make more sense, and yet everything you're saying to me, Marilyn, it sounds like your daughter is, in fact, bullying these two girls, calling them lesbians and saying that they are both farm animals. And every other kind of thing.
Well, thank you, because I think that's the very first fair thing you've said, Mr. Hendry, and I apologize.
I don't think so.
It is very much so. I have been near tears listening to you trying to psychoanalyze my daughter, questioning what would be teenage pranks in any other arena, in any other venue, but you have chosen to make them the staple of some illness, some psychological illness. I don't know what you did as a young man, but a great many pranks had to do with putting dog feces in a bag and lighting it on fire. That oftentimes was not the case. It was something that a girlfriend left in a bag, and you'd light it on fire. And I can remember...
No, I don't... Again, you're trying to make it sound like it's normal.
Well, you are characterizing my daughter, a girl who is fat and unpopular. That's normal. It is not normal for these two other girls to be fat and popular. That is abnormal. And you call my daughter abnormal simply because of what she did, which I don't blame her, to be honest with you. All she has, Mr. Hendry, to defend herself... is something as base and, yes, as sickening as that. But all she has to defend herself is her ability to defecate in the backseat of someone's car. If that's all she has to use that.
I don't understand that at all. I don't...
Well, Mr. Hanson...
No, I don't understand that line of thinking at all. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Brandy. Go ahead, Brandy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Marilyn Donnelly.
Yes, you said earlier that it started by her friends sitting at the lunch table and they wouldn't sit with her, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct, yes.
She's a teenage girl. Teenage girls do that. I'm 25, so I haven't been out of high school long, you know, I mean, well, long, but not too terribly long. And that's just what girls do. Girls in middle school and high school are mean. One day they're friends with you, one day they're not. That's just the way it happens. What it sounds to me like is your daughter, by defecating in her friend's car and pulling other stunts like that, she's ostracized her friends. If my son came home and told me that somebody had done something to him like that, as a parent, I would tell him, you do not need to be friends with that person.
It would sound a little...
It would sound what? You, Mr. Henry, you and your listeners have characterized my daughter as a mental case. And I would hasten to add to this young woman. First of all, my daughter is an overweight young lady. There's no question. These two girls she is alleged to have bullied are also equally as heavy, if not heavier. How come they have all the friends and she doesn't?
Because they're not defecating
Explain
in the backseat of someone's car.
How do you know that? You don't know that. We don't know that.
Well, I think we can deduce. You said that...
No, we can't deduce.
You said that the girls left her standing in the parking lot after she defecated in someone's car.
Yes, but that is a normal thing for a teenage girl to do.
And well, what other girls in the... You know, I...
Brandy, you say you're not far removed from high school. You saw that, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, and if somebody would have defecated in my car, I would have left them out in the parking lot, too, and I wouldn't sit with them at lunch. That is not good. That is not. And if she's telling you that's normal, your daughter is in trouble. Do you honestly think she's going to tell you? Do you honestly think she's going to tell you, oh, no, Mom, nobody does that? you're listening to your daughter tell you that that's normal when she's in trouble and she did something, you as a parent should know that you can't take her word on that. You just can't.
My daughter said that it is a holdover from the goth days, that a lot of kids today wanted to go retro goth, and that defecating in someone's car is goth.
Goth?
That's
Are
not
you kidding?
Goth.
How is that goth?
It's a rebellious statement. It's very, very different. And I would say this. I think that you perhaps were, and maybe myself, I wasn't quite connected. I don't want to believe that my daughter needs to be put in a straitjacket. You think that's what she needs?
Not a straitjacket, no.
No. I just think you need to look behind what is causing her to act out this way. Maybe it is a little bit of jealousy, that not so much that her friends are more popular than her, but maybe just because her friends have new friends and she has animosity towards that.
That's right. But her friends are, I am not kidding you, Brandy, they are huge.
That doesn't characterize somebody. Weight has nothing.
I mean, they are huge.
Weight has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do, please. Please. You know, as a young lady, these two girls are enormous. I mean, morbidly obese, and yet they are the life of the party.
All right, well, I wish I'd keep talking about this. Brandy, we got to go, and I appreciate your call, Marilyn. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, we have someone.
Phil Henry.